fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 15th day of December, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Republic Broadcasting begins live broadcasts Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. We begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance, still legal in all 50 states, including California, believe it or not. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The purpose of today is to consider getting a second stream of income. A lot of people feel that's necessary, find it helpful, whatever that is for you. One of the things I've been suggesting for years is to take those dust collectors that are in your garage, your attic, your basement, closets, and sell those dust collectors on eBay just as one form of extra income. All right. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Randy Parker. Randy is the organizer, the leader. He may not consider him the leader, but I consider him the leader of Ozark Ministries down there in beautiful, near beautiful Harrison, Arkansas. And we'll be talking about the events today and how a person, a family, may want to consider moving to Arkhaven as a place to retire, a place to raise a family, a place to live a good life. Good morning, Randy.
Morning, John. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Doing great.
Okay. Well, Randy, we're well into fall. It's been an unseasonably warm fall. I had carpenters at my place yesterday, construction workers, guys wearing T-shirts and being quite comfortable in the very balmy day. They'll be back here today rebuilding, or I should say building my new studio, which we're looking forward to that. And with this fall weather, we're getting a lot of things done that may be more difficult with colder weather, aren't we?
We are. It's been beautiful, but it also has allowed our working season to continue, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. Now, we're in my part of the Ozarks, we've got a pretty severe drought. How about where you are, sir?
We do. Yeah, the water levels are down. in our streams and our cisterns. And so, yes, we're feeling that as well.
Yeah. You know, some of the local cattlemen have had to sell off their cattle because their stock ponds have dried up. That's unfortunate, but they'll recover. And we'll move on from there. I was just reading this morning that from henceforth in the future regarding vaccines, it appears that all vaccines will have mRNA technology in them. That's pretty scary, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the vaccines in general, that's something really my wife should be able to speak on more than anything, being a naturopathic doctor. But I think they have a lot more than just the RNA.
Well, they do. And I think one of the consequences will be that more and more people would become, as myself, and I'm sure you, Randy, anti-vax in general. They can keep their vaccines as far as I'm concerned. How about you?
Well, I'm on board with that 100%. We don't take any vaccinations for a lot of different reasons. My wife, Dr. Leah, is a naturopathic doctor, and she started unwinding the vaccination world years ago.
Good for her. I say good for her. Well, the same article was talking about the personality changes in people who've got the COVID vaccination. I've personally observed that in individuals. Have you, sir?
Yes, we have. Leah does live blood cell analysis or live blood microscopy and has definitely noticed some of the changes. This is Dr. Leah right here. I'm going to let her answer these questions. This is her field of excellence.
Okay, good Leah. Leah, good morning, my dear. Go ahead.
I have noticed personality, like the blunted affect, but I haven't noticed it in everyone, which is very interesting. It seems to me the more people take, the more they have a change of blunted affect and then just a complete change in things like value, which was strange in a few people.
When you say value, please give us some details, please, what that means.
Well, and I'm not saying what they were doing was right or wrong, but that something in them changed. They were no longer happy. They were anxious. They were nervous. And I had never noticed that they'd had a tattoo at all, but they were covered in them.
Oh, really?
And that was strange. Yes, it was a very... And then they, like when I mentioned one of them, they were just very talkative and excited about, and it was just a complete different personality.
Well, I've noticed changes in personality myself, that's something that has been discussed. And of course, I have dinner with the sheriff here locally once a month, and there's been a dramatic increase in motor vehicle accidents. Have you seen that or heard about it in your area, Randy?
We have. In fact, we were talking with several people who were having that conversation. I wasn't aware of it, but I'm. It is certainly a fact.
Absolutely. Well, let's get some updates on Arkhaven. Let's start with the community center. What's the status of the community center?
Well, the community center is up. You know, the foundation, now the walls and ceiling. So the next step is starting to build in the insides. You know, the second floor and to get all the plumbing and the electrical done. We've also got our well running, our water system running for that particular project, and very exciting.
Now, I would regard a community center as a multi-purpose building. Tell us about the size of the place, the amenities, and the projected uses for it, if you would, please.
Yeah, it's about 2,000 square feet, top and bottom. And then, of course, it's in a design to where we can add more to it. But the community center has historically been a place to where neighbors can gather when there's events that we all need to talk about or possibly even discuss. It's great for homeschooling co-ops, for praise and worship services, for when people like yourself come, John, that they have a indoor place for us to meet. When you came, we had a outdoor venue, which was beautiful and a lot of attendees. But when you have a nice community building, it tends to draw more people. And I'm sure it'll serve for other things as well. But it's just a place to where when there's a time for neighbors, a neighbor is a person that owns land, can all join together and share each other's company and actually create unity.
Okay, so 2,000 square feet on each floor, is that correct?
Yeah.
And
yes, sir.
Has a commercial kitchen?
Not yet.
But that's the plan.
We definitely see the need. We definitely see the need for that. And that way, you know, when you can do canning and other type of classes and just get-togethers.
I have central heat and air conditioning, I assume, as well.
We're talking about farmers market and things like that.
Right. They have central heat, sir, and air conditioning and several bathrooms, probably up and down both.
It will, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it's I'm trying to give people a mental picture of what this structure looks like, and that's exactly what we did. There was a community library, but it was a structure that had to be abandoned because of mold issues, unfortunately. Is there plans to incorporate the community library in this structure or a separate building?
We're not sure yet. So we've got to, people have been gathering books since the beginning, and it was unfortunate that the old rock house that is part of that area was going to be a beautiful addition to the community, but unfortunately we did have to tear it down. So I'm not sure if another structure will be built. Hopefully we can incorporate a good portion of the library in that building.
All right. Well, let's move on from there to fire protection. I've seen the beautiful fire engine that is owned by Arkhaven. And give us an update on fire protection for brush fires and structure fires both.
Well, we don't officially have a volunteer fire department at all. We started buying equipment because we saw the need in that. But there's also volunteer fire departments right outside our neighborhoods on both gates. And so we were very impressed with the location and the location of so many different rescue services that are right there. But we have the ability with our fire truck to fill up at our creeks and to be right there on hand.
Outstanding. Well, Arkhaven is more than 8 square miles of beautiful Ozark forest and creeks and roads. How many miles of roads are there at Arkhaven?
There's 12 miles.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I've traveled many of those roads, and they're well-maintained. A gravel road, if properly maintained, is really pretty nice, isn't it?
It is. It's been a learning curve, so... it does take a little TLC every now and then, but we have the aggregate to keep up the roads for the most part on the land. And so that's probably been one of the most intensive projects is this infrastructure. And it's also been a learning curve, and we also have a lot of good folks at work.
All right, we got a call here. Randy and Leo, we got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. A few minutes ago, you were discussing vaccination. I just want your permission to read. Maybe it will take 20 seconds. There's a book by Dr. Jennifer Daniels. The title is The Lethal Dose. And she used to have a show on RBN, and I think she has been made to run off to Panama. She has been living there for about 14 years. So it's a very thin book, and if you permit me, I'll just read a small paragraph.
Sure, one paragraph. Sure. Let's go ahead and hear it, Amit. Go ahead.
Yes. So the lethal dose is basically describing how a chemical becomes lethal and becomes a prescription dose, and that's what she learned in her medical school. So here goes that paragraph. I saw it in my medical practice. Kids who were not vaccinated had a different attitude towards their parents. Oh, my God, that mother-child bond was so tight, it was unbelievable. None of this adolescent rebellion stuff. And now there are quotes. This is my family. This is my mother. This is my father. I may not agree with them, but by golly, I love them and I respect them. And without them, I would be nothing. Quotes closed. It's an amazing thing to behold, but vaccinate the child and you destroy that. Destroy that is in italics. You just crush it like throwing a wine glass on cement. At least that's what I noticed. If I hadn't been a doctor, if I hadn't sat there and seen this, I would have not realized it. So that's the end of the paragraph, and that's all I had to say. So it's something, nothing to come back from. So thank you again for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Alan. We appreciate it.
It's a very thin book, maybe just 85 pages or so. And if one can read it maybe in just two or three sittings. And as I said before, she used to be a host on RBN.
What's the title of the book again? The Lethal Dose.
I'll email the ISBN to you. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much again for taking my call.
Thank you, Amit. Randy Ahmed is a retired attorney living in Massachusetts. He grew up in India, which is pretty obvious from his accent, and he's a regular caller here, a great contributor. People come to our cave and for various reasons, typically they want a healthy country lifestyle for retirement or for a young couple raising a family, or someone in between. And Arkhaven is prepared to sell lots to people, help them find local contractors, and help them get all the resources they need to accomplish their goal. Isn't Arkhaven ready to do that, Randy?
We are. You know, people do come for different reasons, some to just escape the cities that they're in, and all the down pressures that are felt there. Some people are working, some people are retired. So there's all different walks. Some people are on a five-year plan. Some people use it as a vacation home. There's just lots of different, everyone's kind of got their own yellow brick road that they're going down to get to where they want to be.
Absolutely. And, there's a vetting process to make sure that any potential buyer of a lot in Arkhaven is going to be compatible and fit in with everybody else. That's critical to making the whole thing work properly, isn't it?
It is. It's key. When you're talking intentional neighborhood, then that would be the most intentional thing you'd want to work on.
Absolutely. Well, if a couple showed up on a Harley Davidson with the colors of a motorcycle club such as Hell's Angels, they may be greeted with politeness, but it's unlikely they'd be buying a lot, isn't it?
Well, probably not on the Harley, but definitely on the Hell's Angel, we'd have to have a serious conversation as to why, what was the affiliation, for sure. You know, we don't prejudge. We want to have discernment.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8253.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture a very high-quality wood-burning appliance that will keep your home warm and cozy and save you money. Mine's going here in my living room, keeping the whole house warm. I burn one bag of pellets, less than $4, every 24 hours. That's a very inexpensive way to keep your home warm. Keep in mind that when you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, that the price includes all taxes and shipping to the lower 48. So that's a real value there. Details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Randy and Leah, they're helping put together and get everything going at Arkhaven Ministries. And the Arkhaven is down near Harrison, Arkansas. The Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, a place where you can thrive and not be restricted by concerns over crime like you have in the city, don't have restrictions for building permits and license and inspections like you do in many parts of the country, a place where you can safely and properly raise your family without all the worries of a big city. Right, Landy?
That's right.
So I think people need to check out Arkhaven Ministries, the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. My tour there, I would love to get back there with my wife sometime soon. in the early fall, all the leaves were on the trees. The rolling hills were just as beautiful as can be. The creeks were sparkling clear. You pointed out several places where Civil War battles had taken place, and there's still relics being recovered from those Civil War battlefields. A lot of history in that area, isn't there?
There is, and the county as well. I've been amazed at some of the stories and that we've heard and the history that we've learned. It's just a beautiful place, an interesting place for people to come and to explore.
It is. It is really, absolutely. Well, I know I was a boy. Being in the woods and near a creek was just the closest thing to heaven I could imagine as an 8-year-old boy. And children can have a lot of fun at Ark Haven, can't they?
They can. You know, if you're an outdoorsman, it's always a plus. But if you're not, and just there are many things to do in the surrounding areas, you know, the area is known for a vacation destination, and so that makes it more attractive and appealing for people who are relocating.
Well, Randy, when I was, I think, 8 years old, I got my Daisy Red Ryder BB gun, and I loved being in the woods. And one afternoon, I was out in the woods with my Daisy Red Ryder when I was attacked by a wild boar and climbed up a tree. Actually, it was a little treehouse I'd made up safe. And as it was getting dark, I knew I had to get back because my grandmother would be calling the police or something, so, or the sheriff. And I ran back and outran the wild boar. After that, I had a hunting knife with about a 6-inch blade, and I strapped it on the end of the Daisy Red Ryder to be a little bayonet so that I could defend myself if I got attacked by another wild boar. Of course, I didn't want to tell the adults that there are wild pigs in the area because they would have said that I couldn't go in the woods anymore. So I overcame that obstacle and was able to continue my adventures in the woods, Randy.
Yes, we do have wild boar and other animals as well, but it's a beautiful place. We haven't seen any attacks. You know, the wild pigs stay in a certain area, and you can hunt them year round, so it's great for target practice and other things like that.
Well, my neighbors said I've never shot one for eating, but my neighbors say that if you want to eat a wild boar, get a small one, no more than 200 pounds. They can get a lot larger than that, but apparently the quality of the meat is much better if it's a 200-pound pig or smaller.
I've heard the same thing, John. I haven't eaten one myself, but...
Well, some of these guys around here, they make sausage with them, and it's really tasty. I was at a community event where some of the wild boar sausage was present, and it was very tasty, and I look forward to getting some more. But what all wild game would be in the area, if you can tell us offhand?
Well, you have, of course, the deer population is amazing. We just came out of one part of deer season into another, and that's a huge thing here. You also have elk that's historically about 30 miles south from here, but we actually had a couple in our backyards this spring. Of course, you have bear, and then all your squirrels, raccoons, possums, and all the other game. Turkey hunting is incredible. You'll see a covey of quail every now and then, but for the most part, just your traditional wild game.
Well, what's traditional there may not be traditional in other parts of the country. That's why I asked, so people that might be in Minnesota or New York get a better idea. Here's our broadening our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by LifeWave. I'm proud to say I am now representing LifeWave products. I use them myself, getting the hang of it. It's exciting to have natural products that will help your body heal itself. That's exactly what LifeWave products do. Details at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Randy and his wife, Leah. They represent Arkhaven Ministries, the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, down near beautiful Harrison, Arkansas. One of the things we would like to mention is that despite being in an area that looks like Davy Crockett walked through there the day before yesterday, because it hasn't changed, you're still close enough to modern amenities that you don't feel like you're making any sacrifices, right, Randy?
Yes, sir. We're approximately 25 minutes from Harrison and about 40 to 50 minutes from Branson, depending on who's driving.
It's a who has a lead foot in your family? Is it you or Leah?
It'd be me, but
okay.
Yeah, Leah, my driving is not as impressive as hers for sure.
Okay. Well, typically in most families, either the husband or the wife, one of them will have the lead foot. It looks like Randy's one with the lead foot in this family. Regardless, it's phenomenal to have such seclusion, such privacy, and the appearance of wilderness as it was 200 years ago, while only being less than an hour drive from all the shows at Branson and normal shopping that you would find anything you want at Harrison, Arkansas, for only 25 minutes away. That's pretty phenomenal, isn't it?
It is. I think that the location and the access to all those things has been key in the success of Arkhaven.
Absolutely. I've traveled. I made the road trip to Seattle, Washington, to visit my daughter a number of times, taking a couple of different routes. Once you get a few hundred miles west of where we are, Randy, it gets really remote really quick, where you may have to drive 50 miles to get a gallon of gas or get a loaf of bread one way. And but that's certainly not the case at Arkhaven, is it?
Well, sir, it's not. You know, there's gas stations minutes away. And I think that that's, you know, when people come and they're expecting wilderness, it's always a pleasant surprise to how close we are to things like that.
Absolutely. Now, homes being built there, some have on the power grid only, some have off-grid only, and some have a mix of off-grid and on-grid power both, don't they?
They do. People have an option as to the way they want to live as far as grid ties. There's different types of homes and different builders and the contractors to facilitate anything that they'd like.
Now, can people get landline telephones at Arkhaven? Is that possible?
You know what? I'm not sure. Someone else asked that, and we, you know, that's something that we have to make a call to see, no pun intended.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a question that's going to come up more frequently as you visit more people. Now, of course, internet access is part of the middle of modern life. What's the availability of internet access at Arkhaven?
There's internet companies that you can use. We have several that to choose from. We have internet here. We use satellite internet, and some people. Quite a few work from home, so that's a necessity. There's different companies to choose from.
So that's reassuring that people can be in this beautiful place in the Ozarks and still have the modern amenities. You mentioned people working from home. There's a growing interest in that. Can you give us some examples? What kind of professions, what kind of things people are doing to work from home, if you know, sir?
Well, I'm not sure if a lot of the people that are employed at home are from the way that the post-COVID world has placed a lot of employees, but we have engineers and people that work for tech companies and service companies that all work from home. You know, I'm not really sure. There's 102 families, and I can't keep up with all of their occupations, but a lot do.
We have telemedicine that works from home here, and IT people, but just about anything anymore can be done from home unless you're doing some type of service.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, that's, once again, reassuring to because many of our listeners all over the country, they're already working from home, and as I tell them when I do a private consultation, I say, "Hey, well, if you got high speed internet, you can do your profession from any place as long as you got access to the internet." That's once again reassuring. So moving on from there, if people want to buy a home, or I should say build a home, because there's not homes for sale there per se, you have a list of known dependable contractors. People my age grew up watching Green Acres, where the city people were always taken advantage of by the local hillbilly contractors, but who were not necessarily all that, shall we say, honest. But you have a list of contractors that you know to be honest and trustworthy and do a great job for a regular price, don't you?
We do. There's depending on what type of home that you'd like or job that you might want to have done, we've actually went through the people that we recommend, and they've done multiple jobs for multiple people, so we know what their work is, and we know that their integrity is there.
Now, you may not have a complete list, but next week I would like you to have a complete list of all the churches that are nearby, Harrison, for example, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, and so forth, because many people, they're going to want to continue with their chosen religion that they've been part of for their adult life. And it would be reassuring for them to know that they could have a nearby place of their chosen denomination. Could you do that for us by next week, Randy, if you don't already have it?
We can. I can tell you that I don't know of any denomination that's not represented in the area. Lee and I, we travel to Branson. We have a home church there. Some people, get together at home. There's a lot of home groups too. But we'd definitely be more comprehensive on that next week.
Well, that'll give people peace of mind knowing that their favorite denomination is just a few minutes away. That they give them that kind of thing gives people reassurance that they'll have what they're used to in a new community. And moving to a new community, especially if you're going from state to state, can be quite an ordeal in terms of the all the things you're facing. So anything that people can do to remind them of home and find something familiar would help them make that decision quicker, I think, Randy, don't you?
I do. Anytime that you're moving just down the road, it can be problematic. But when you're talking about across the country, we understand the down pressures that create. So you'll find peace. God's good. So if you're coming based on knowing that that's the truth you're moving with, everything will be okay.
Right. Now, the homes I've seen there vary from very traditional to rehabilitated shipping containers that, quite frankly, if you hadn't told me it was a rehabilitated shipping containers plural, I would never know it, because I don't know if an architect was involved in designing these things, but they're beautiful. They look like they would withstand a hurricane, which they probably would. There's a wide variety of homes that are being built there, and people do what really suits them, don't they?
That's correct. We have everything from tiny homes to cabins to traditional homes to specialty homes. So you have a wide variety to choose from, and the contractors that actually facilitate each style of home, you have access to them direct. You can also do it yourself and go out and get your own builder, which has happened. So we try to let you be the king of your own castle and the queen of your own home, and leave that up to you guys. But we can also help as much as you'd like by introducing you to the correct people.
Now, tell us about the homeschoolers there. I believe it's a mix. Some children homeschool, some go to the public schools. Lee, this is probably more your expertise. The homeschool families, what activities are they involved with, if you know?
They normally have time that they gather together. When the other building was up, I think they've shifted to a different place for now, but they have organized times that they get together and that they would play like volleyball or some sort of activity. And then there's also several children that are doing sports and competing outside of the just regular activities that you would have at school. And they're going, and one girl is racing. Randy knows mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah, she's a long distance runner. So in the state of Arkansas, if you can walk on any athletic program as a homeschooler. There's also co-ops around the area that homeschoolers do different events and projects.
Well, your current governor of Arkansas, I love this woman. And what a dramatic change from 30 years ago when Bill Clinton was governor. It was basically a form of mafia organization, the government of Arkansas. But your Governor Huckabee is really doing a great job there, isn't she?
He is. I was impressed by her ability to stop Chinese from buying up our farmland.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's once again reassurance. And I don't believe that the conservative hold on the Arkansas state government is going to be let go anytime soon. What do you think?
We pray that that is true. Yeah. So we're diligently trying to do our part to make sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the Ark Haven's ministry has been around for about a half a century. Ken Updegrove, who I met while I was down there, I've known Ken for probably 8 or 10 years for some other business pursuits that we were involved in, but I never met him face-to-face until I was down there. Great guy, and he must be just happy as can be to see his dream become reality, isn't he?
He is, and it's one of the things that has motivated us. Ken is 87 years old, but you can never tell it. He's got amazing energy and his on no medicines at all, which is amazing in itself. But the Lord has allowed him to see his dream come to fruition, and which is a cool thing. You know, it speaks volumes not only of his diligence, but also of the God that we serve to allow it. But yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Leah, in your profession, helping people with their health, do you work with people that are all around the community, or do you work with people long distance over the telephone and internet? How does that work, my dear?
I do all of the above. I have a website that people can go to, and I also have an office in Branson. I do live blood cell analysis, nutritional consultations. I specialized in biomedical treatment for autism and other neurological and autoimmune conditions, and looking at the different genetic predispositions for our toxicological system of the body that they just discovered recently.
What is your website? Is your website? Well, let's get your website out there, Leah. What is that?
NaturalSolutions101.com.
NaturalSolutions101.com. That's real simple. We like that. Leah, I got a question for you. Have you ever had a male or female autistic person who did not have vaccinations?
Okay. So, yes, because what happens is that you had a generation of ADHD people that already had broken DNA that were not very good at detoxing their bodies. And then they had babies. And so those broken DNA that happen as a result of heavy metals and toxins are then from vaccines, heavy metals, and, you know, the pesticides and the foods and the dyes and all of the other things that are toxic load on the body. And then they have children, and they have children, and there it just gets worse as it goes on.
Well, as an outside observer, we human beings don't do what cattle ranchers do. Cattle ranchers do not allow unhealthy cattle to have babies, do they?
No, they don't.
No. So it's best for people that have those broken DNA and things like that to go in and learn about their genetic predispositions and be able to practice epigenetics, which is targeted supplementation according to your genetic predisposition.
Right,
and
right.
Epigenetics deals with the fact that you're not just dealing with the bad genetic hand that you've been dealt. There is something that you can do. And if you can break DNA, we are wondering now, can you reverse some of that? And I believe we have seen either there's something that you can switch some of that off. I'll say that.
Right, right. Well, human beings and human anatomy is God's creation and absolutely amazing. I remember showing my grandson, who was had a scholarship to play football, the video of a high school football player with one leg and his performance, just to show what human beings can do if they're determined. And I think you're on the right track, Leah. I truly believe that DNA can be repaired, and you're helping people to break the cycle, and that's real important, to break the cycle. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was a clip from the film Gettysburg. The movie about the Civil War, of course. And Arkhaven, played the real estate of Arkhaven played a role in the Civil War as well, with battles and skirmishes being fought right there on the premises. Right, Randy? You're on mute, Randy. Randy, you're on mute. Okay, Randy's on mute.
That's right, Don.
There we go.
I'm good. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, Arkhaven is unusual and unique. I'm aware of for 30 plus years. I've been doing private consultations since 77. And most of these developments, they're not well thought out, quite frankly. You know, without proper planning, you're doomed to defeat. But that's the big difference between Arkhaven and these other attempts to have intentional communities. It's well planned out in advance, and that's what the difference is, isn't it, Randy?
It seems to be well played out. I can tell you that when you're doing an intentional community like this, there's no owner's manual, but we've been fortunate in the mistakes that we have made. We've had to learn from a lot of things, but yes, for the most part, everything's done very systematically, and especially now after going through the startup, everything is better planned out. And we also seek counsel and wisdom when we make decisions. We have a wisdom counsel that we rely on, and to make sure that everything that we're doing complements and doesn't hinder the community or the neighborhood.
Well, in a project like this, B can't be done before A, and C can't be done before A and B. It's a work in progress, that things are done in a proper order, in a proper way. It takes time, it takes money, it takes wisdom to make sure everything's done right. It takes careful and diligent prayer to make sure you're on the right track. Right, Randy?
It does. And more prayer and more prayer. But, you know, we've been fortunate to have some great people around us and to make sure that what we're doing is viable for the neighborhood and for the future of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and the future is what it's all about. I fully expect Arkhaven to be a viable community many decades in the future, don't you?
I do, Lord willing.
I grew up in an intentional community at University City, Missouri, and well thought out by very bright men and women who took the time to do it right. And it's an intentional community. It has a different feel about it. Everything is where it should be. And Randy, thank you. We look forward to having you back next Friday.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great week, John.
Okay. All right. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Scott Huff. Stay tuned.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.